This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What do you think or how do you feel about failure? It was Bill Gates who declared, "It's fine to celebrate success, but it's more important to heed the lessons of failure." It's good to realize we all fail at times. It's just most of us try to cover it up, or at the very least, we do not broadcast our failures. But there's an event that has begun in Michigan and is spreading outside our state called Failure Lab. It's a program designed to get us thinking about the meaning of failure, to realize failure happens to everyone and perhaps to inspire us to take intelligent risks. Joining us now is the co-founder of Failure Lab, Austin Dean. Good to have you with us, Austin.
Well, thank you for having me.
Why did you conceive this event?
Really, the idea started a couple years ago from a TEDx event in Detroit. And as many of the talks do, they highlight on personal kind of stepping stones throughout life. And one was very heavy on the background and a failure story that one of the storytellers shared during that event. And so it got us thinking. I said, you know, this is extremely powerful stuff. Why don't we bring people together in a room, share those really intimate stories, and see where we can take it?
And it's begun to spread, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. We've had a tremendous amount of interest. What started as a single event in Grand Rapids, Michigan, has now traveled over to the east side, to Detroit here Thursday, and we're also looking at Mexico City, New Orleans, I mean, places all over the country, which is just great.
Well, you've got a Failure Lab coming up November 21st in Detroit, so give us an idea of what that night holds.
So really what we're looking to do to provide is a truly unique experience, a short, condensed, hour-and-a-half-long performance. And so we bring in six local storytellers to share their most intimate failure stories. And then we also bring in six local performers, many people who you've heard, and they really regulate that mood throughout the evening. So what we do is it's a very fluid format, a speaker, 90 seconds of silence for the audience to actually share what they learned from that story. And then we bring in a musical piece, and we do it over and over again for about an hour and a half, and then we have a nice party afterwards.
I'm speaking with Austin Dean, who's the creator of Failure Lab. And let's listen to an example of one of these failure stories. This one comes from Andy Soper, and he's talking about the very first night that he spent in Army boot camp at the mercy of drill sergeants who are kicking and beating these recruits.
And this goes on for hours. We're getting beat up. I'm not kidding you when I tell you that kids were getting thrown through things. And we're laying on the ground trying to do push-ups and getting kicked in the ribs, and you can't breathe, and you're crying and trying to hide that. And I was out of my mind terrified. So night comes, and I'm so grateful. They shut the lights off. I'm laying up on the top bunk. It's about 6 feet up in the air. And I'm laying there, and I've never been this scared in my life. And I thought, this has to end. I can't do this anymore.
What are you hoping, Austin, that audiences will feel from hearing stories like Andy Soper's?
You know, Andy's story is truly unique, and it's very moving. I think the best thing that comes from these events is that whoever's in the audience is able to share something extremely intimate. They connect on a very personal level because they've experienced failures themselves. And that alone is the thing that we want to do. We want to build communities based on these types of connections and to say, you know what, we've all failed. There are many people who fail and don't get back up again. Let's support them. Let's take additional risks and let's move forward.
And it's important to note that as people tell these stories, these very gut-wrenching personal stories, it's also humorous because I've watched the whole clip and people are laughing. There was almost a feel of stand-up comedy at the beginning of Andy's story. Then it gets extremely from the heart and very serious. But it doesn't end with, and then I fixed it and everything was good.
Right. Right. That is, I think, our big differentiator. We really want these people, it's inherent that when they're up there on stage that they're here, they're still going, they're still pursuing, you know, whatever dreams and ideals they have. But they are willing to take a step back and look at themselves and say, you know, I did fail in this way. And so we really want them to share that piece. And we think that is the main aspect of stories that people really connect with. And it's going to encourage them to go out and take additional risks themselves.
And not be afraid of falling on your face, because then you realize I'm not the only one that's done that.
Exactly, exactly.
What is your favorite part of a Failure Lab evening, Austin?
Yeah, I really enjoy watching all the tweets, comments, just thoughts that the audience is having after each storyteller comes off stage. We get that 90 seconds of failure where there's a clock up on stage. It's ticking down. You can feel kind of some of the tense vibes in the air because people aren't used to kind of that silence. They're always on their phones. They're always doing something. And so to watch that process unfold, but also see all the positive thoughts that people are having from the connection that they just shared with the storyteller, I love seeing it come in.
The next Failure Lab is November 21st at the Detroit Opera House, and you can get all kinds of information from the website failure-lab.com. That's failure-lab.com. And we've been speaking with the co-creator of Failure Lab, Austin Dean. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.